This is not my venue of choice. I am much more comfortable with the written words. You guys got to kind of bear with me. I am a loudmouth journalist. I have written for Baltimore City Paper, rest in peace. I've written for Baltimore Sun. I've written for the Afro-American newspapers. I've written lots of other freelance things. And I enjoyed all of that. But before I was that, I was a little girl that devoured books. I was a little girl who, growing up in Annapolis, when we'd get the Capitol every Sunday and it'd be like this thick paper full of ads and articles and stories, I would read them because I was like, I have to figure out how to be a writer one day. I have to read book reviews because I'm going to write a book one day and I have to figure out how to do it right. That little girl grew up and went to Towson University and was able to graduate and was able to work at WJZ. And that was really my first entryway into what it looked like to be a professional journalist. And that was also really when I started learning some of the problems with journalism. There's this journalism that existed before I was born, probably before a lot of you guys were born, where a journalist might be in Baltimore and say, I need to fly to California, or I need to fly somewhere else because it's really important to this story, even though I'm writing about Baltimore. And that would be a thing that happened. The Baltimore Sun had other offices in other places, and they just maintained them. And then that's how we got news from a Baltimore perspective from all over the place. But when I got there, that wasn't happening. There was no budgets for travel. There were not budgets for anything. We were kind of told, you make do with what you have. You accept a smaller salary because what you're doing is really important. And that's really a thing that I saw that affected the stories that we got, because as you guys know, especially, stories are really important. Like, what are we if we're not stories? So that was a thing that I really saw, and I couldn't fix it. I was like 20, but it was something I thought about. And as I advanced in my career, I saw some other problems with journalism. A lot of the times when I would be in a newsroom, or if I was talking to an editor, I was the only person that looked like me. There were lots of white people telling lots of stories, but there weren't a lot of black people, and there especially weren't a lot of black women. And that really hurt me, especially working in Baltimore City, which is a 60% black city. You can't really walk outside in Baltimore unless you've made an effort and not see one of us. And so it's important that the people that are telling the stories about us look like us. There's so much nuance that you can't see if you're not part of that community. And that's for all communities, really. That's why journalism needs to be as diverse as it is. So I saw these things. I thought about these things. I got really angry about these things. And they're kind of marinating in my brain. And I got hired at Baltimore City Paper. And that was really the job that changed so much for me. It really widened the audience that I had, because I think most people in the city waited until Wednesdays to pick up city paper in those yellow boxes. People were clicking online more because a lot of the other pieces I was writing were just kind of one-offs. And my editor there, Karen Hooper, who's a professor at Johns Hopkins University, encouraged me to write in a different way, like tell the facts, but also include my perspective as part of those facts. City Paper, when they hired me, had just kind of begun this process of really rethinking the way that they did news. Because even though City Paper was alternative and progressive does not necessarily correlate with black. So they were telling stories from an outsider perspective in a different way, but they were still really neglecting a lot of the city's main audience, which is majority black. And they were trying to repair that by hiring me, by hiring more freelance black photographers, more freelance writers. The writer Dee Watkins got his start really writing a lot of essays for City Paper. And so I got hired a little bit after Freddie Gray's death, and it was about time for those officers who had been charged to go to trial. And my editor, Karen, wanted me to go cover those trials. And I was like, I've done a lot of reporting. I am not a court reporter, so I don't know if you really want me. Like, there's other people here that are, they're they have lots of experience being court reporters. And she's like, no, like, the Sun's going to be there. The New York Times is going to be there. There's lots of major news outlets that are going to be there that if people want, like, point by point, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened, they can go to those places. She's like, I really want to hear your perspective. And so the pieces that I ended up writing watching those trials, as we know, all of them didn't happen. But I sat there and I watched lawyers for the officers that were on trial say, not to blame him for his own death, but I saw situations where the lawyers for the police officers were saying, you know, Your Honor, like, you have to excuse what they did, because there was this crazy giant crowd and they were being belligerent. So they had to just kind of, like, toss them in the truck and keep moving. And the judge said, well, can we pull up the video and see what that looked like? And it wasn't a giant crowd. It was maybe like 7 or 10 people who were worried because they saw a member of their community in pain, like screaming in pain. And so knowing that, seeing how Black people can be dehumanized in the courtroom, and also knowing that a lot of the reporters that were sitting next to me in the reporter section could write about this and then go home and think about other things, whereas I'm writing this and thinking about, could that be my brother? Could that be my cousin? Could that be my son one day? So those are the kind of stories that I begin to write. So that happened. We got rolling kind of writing the stories that we wanted to write, really telling different types of things, putting perspective on different types of people, even in Baltimore. And then the Sun decided to kill City Paper. We were all disappointed about it. I was lucky enough to get hired at the Sun writing for their editorial section. While I'm doing that and I'm writing a few pieces, my old editor is busy trying to figure out how we can keep City Paper alive. He found some buyers. The Sun said, no, we're not doing that. Like, we're not selling it. But he then found someone who was willing to finance a new paper. So they decided this new paper was going to happen. And Brandon, my editor, was like, Lisa, I want you to be the editor-in-chief. And I was like, I never ran anything. I don't know if that's a good idea. And she's like, no, it's fine. I thought about it. I talked to my dad, who's the most stable, like, consistent person that I know, no risk taker. And he was like, well, are you going to do it? Or are you scared? And I was like, well, I guess I got to do it. So we launched it. We ran for about 5 months. We did nothing but Black people on the cover. We got to really challenge. We got to even really push what I was doing at City Paper even further and really get deeper into challenging what journalism is and what storytelling is. It died. Our publisher said that it wasn't making money. I'm hard-headed, so I said, okay, that's fine, and I relaunched it. I am now working on some stuff that I'm not supposed to be talking about right now, but I'll just say it's not over. But I just wanted to kind of share with you guys the journey that I've taken from that to where I am now. And I really want to encourage you guys to listen to stories, push other people to tell their stories, and also push these newspapers and TV stations and radio stations, because they want your eyes, they want your ears, and they want your money to keep telling stories that aren't just the same things.